soma
soma
ajam
ajam
pasu
pasu
brahmana kuchu
brahmana kuchu
prakrata swama vishva mudasana swayam
prakrata swama vishva mudasana swayam
Bhavi mantra samiddha paparanicha
Bhavi mantra samiddha paparanicha
Vamsadasyarkhidyo dampati devata
Vamsadasyarkhidyo dampati devata
Agnihotram svada somajyam pasu
Agnihotram svada somajyam pasu
Brahmana statement is that Lord Vishnu is everything, the fire, the offering, clarified by the utensil, the place of sacrifice, and Pusa. He is everything. It is confirmed here that the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is as good as all of the yajnas in all of the ages. If one performs Sankirtan Yajna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, there is no need to arrange elaborate paraphernalia for the prescribed sacrificial ceremonies recommended in the Vedas. In the chanting the holy names Hare Krishna, Hare means the energy of Krishna, and Krishna is the Vishnu Tattva. Combined together, they are everything. In this age, persons are harassed by the influence of Kali Yuga and cannot arrange for all the rites of paraphernalia performing sacrifices recommended in the Vedas. But if one simply chants Hare Krishna, it is understood that he is performing all kinds of yoga because there is nothing within our vision except Hare, energy of Krishna, and Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna as energies. Thus, since everything is manifestation of energy, it is to be understood that everything is Krishna. One simply has to accept everything in Krishna consciousness, and he is a liberating person. One should not misunderstand that because everything is Krishna, Krishna has no personal identity. Krishna is so full that in spite of keeping himself separate from everything by his energy, he is everything. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9 chapter. He is spread through the creation as everything, but still he is not everything. The philosophy recommended by Lord Chaitanya is he is simultaneously one and different. Translation, the Brahmana said, Dear Lord, you are sacrifice personified. You are the offering, clarified, you are the fire, you are chanting the Vedic hymns on which the sacrifice is conducted. You are the fuel, you are the flame, you are the pusa grass, you are the sacrificial pots, you are the priest who perform the yajna, you are the demigods headed by Indra, and you are the sacrificial animal. Everything in the sacrifice is you or your energy. This is similar to a verse in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna also says, I am the sacrificial ladle, I am the mantra, I am the fire, etc., and the offering. Tvam kratu, tvam api, tvam utasa, etc. So the brahmanas, of course, are engaged in sacrifice. So they are saying that actually the sacrifice is identical with the Supreme Lord. Of course, we also know that though there is identity, we cannot say it is absolute identity. In the same way, we cannot say that Krishna is the Jiva and Jiva is Krishna. So we have to be careful with such statements when we hear such statements, that we cannot take them as absolutely identical. So in other words, Krishna is fire. Huh? We cannot say that Krishna is fire and only fire. Huh? But here we have Krishna identified with many, many different items. You are fire, you are the offering, you are the mantra, etc. So this can be understood in several ways. One is that Krishna is the ultimate source of everything in the sacrifice. Everything is ultimately dependent upon him. Another way of saying it is that everything is the energy of Krishna. So that means the same thing more or less. Everything, energy is under the shelter of Krishna. So everything is the energy of Krishna, means it's related to Krishna. And because it's related to Krishna, sometimes we say the energy and the source of the energy are non-different. So in that sense, they are one. There's non-difference. Just as there's non-difference between the sun and the light of the sun. At the same time, we cannot exactly identify them as being equal. So in the same way, we cannot identify everything as actually being absolutely equal with Krishna, in spite of the fact that it looks like that when he says, you are this or you are that. So we understand that there is identity in the sense that everything is ultimately belonging to Krishna, under Krishna, and in Krishna, and dependent on Krishna. So that is how we have to take such statements. In any case, the whole purpose of the Brahmana saying this is to show that the ultimate purpose of sacrifice is Supreme Lord. Everything in the sacrifice is ultimately for the purpose of worshiping the Supreme Lord. This is the real understanding of all these Vedic rituals and all the karma rituals that are performed. Ultimately, they are meant for the Supreme Lord. So here we have even the devatas who are worshipped in the sacrifice. So the priests say that you are the devatas, in the sense that ultimately you are their shelter. They are dependent on you. So even if people worship devatas in the sacrifice, ultimately that offering of worship should go to the Supreme Lord, not to the devatas. So in this way, ultimately everything goes back to the Supreme Lord, just as Supreme Lord is the root of the tree and everything is kind of stems from that root. So all of the elements of sacrifice also ultimately are meant for the Supreme Lord and serve the Supreme Lord. So that is the understanding here. This of course is the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Achintabheda Bhed. There is difference and non-difference. Non-difference means that we could say that Krishna is absolutely equal to the fire or the thing. And there's no difference ultimately. Any difference is illusion. So ultimately only Krishna exists, or only the Lord exists. So that is absolute identity, or abhed. Well, it's only one entity. Everything must equal that entity. So ultimately, everything is one, Brahman. Of course, we could say one person, but then the problem with the person is the person has features. So then all the features have to resolve into oneness also, until there's nothing left. So then we have one Brahman, which is impersonal. So, in other words, we cannot have a hand of the Lord or a foot of the Lord if it's one. It should all be simply the Lord. So we should have no hands or feet or anything, only the Lord, only oneness. So then we have impersonal Brahman. So that is abhed, absolute abhed. Only one thing exists. Beda means difference. Everything is different. Jiva is different from God, matter is different from God, jiva is different from matter. Matter is different from matter. Jivas are different from jivas. So we got difference. We accept that. That is the basis of Vaishnava philosophy, differences. There is a difference between God and the jiva. If not, how we can have bhakti? There's a difference between matter and jiva. If there weren't, why are we struggling in the material world? Why do we want to get out of the material world? So there's a difference. There's differences between God and jiva and matter. In this way, we base our philosophy on difference. However, if everything is different from everything else, what is the relationship between those different elements? Are they all independent? No. So we have a hierarchy. God is supreme. Everything is dependent on God. So if things are different, that doesn't mean they're independent. So jiva and matter are dependent on Supreme Lord. So not only we have difference, but we also have a hierarchy of control from the top, from the Supreme Lord. Nevertheless, we do find in scripture the idea of oneness, as we see in oneness expressed here. So there is some sort of idea of having completeness,
difference in some sense means
some imperfection.
So we prefer oneness to difference. So if everything is different, then if things are different from the Lord, that seems to imply some sort of independence from the Lord, since there's difference from the Lord. Well, therefore, the scriptures also speak of oneness. But then if we have oneness, we cannot have difference. This is a logical conclusion. So it's either Brahman or no Brahman, one of these. So we are stuck. We want some sort of unity at the same time. We prefer difference. So how to solve that problem? So we have the philosophy of oneness and difference, which is normally contradictory. Everything is one, then if everything is Brahman, there cannot be duality at the same time. Therefore Lord Chaitanya says, the Achintya Shakti of the Lord is what allows so-called contradiction to exist, oneness and difference. Of course, if we examine the oneness that we speak of, still we do not see absolute oneness, but rather oneness in terms of energy and source of energy, Shaktiman. That is how we see a oneness here, in the sense of control. The Lord controls everything. So this is the nature of Achintya Vedabha. So it accommodates some sort of sense of oneness, but at the same time there is factual duality. There's factual difference. This accommodates our practical perceptions in the world, which see the difference, and also accommodates the Vedic statements of non-difference and difference, because the Vedas say both things. So this accommodates both. So this is a philosophical explanation of the phenomena of accommodating difference within the Supreme Court. So of course there are other ways of explaining the relationship, so therefore we have different philosophies, Advaita philosophy and Vishishtadvaita philosophy and Dvaita-Dvaita philosophy. In this way we have variations on the explanation of the relationship of God to the material world. All of the Vaishnavas accept the fact that there is a difference between God and Jiva and matter. So here the expression of oneness is there to show that ultimately everything should, in the sacrifice, should go back to the Supreme Lord. Everything is related to the Supreme Lord. So that is the main point. Oneness, we don't think of absolute oneness. Only Brahman exists. We don't say that. We just say Brahman is an aspect of the Lord, but it is not the final aspect of the Lord. Yeah, so it's not, it doesn't mean, non-difference does not mean absolute non-difference. It just shows that there is some sort of relationship there between the two things, that one coming from the other. And that's non-difference. In other words, if there's two objects, what is the relationship? Maybe there's no relationship, we don't know. Did one come from the other? We can't really say. But in terms of the sun rays and the sun, yes, we know that it comes from one comes from the other. So therefore we can say there's a non-difference in the sense that one is the source of the other and doesn't exist without the other. And it represents it and it has many of the qualities on it. So in that sense we can say it's non-different. But it's also different because it is not as powerful, etc. So it doesn't exist independently. So there's also some difference there. So just to show there is a relationship of one to the other in terms of cause and effect, we can say that it's not difference.
Can you say that Krishna can be independent of his energies? His son already came.
Well, yeah, he is independent. The energies are dependent, and Supreme Lord is independent. He controls. He is not never controlled by the energies. If he were, then he would be a Maya, because we have Maya is one of his energies. So he's controlled by his energies. Then that means Maya is more powerful than the Lord. So he's not independent. So that means Maya is the source of God.
No, we can report that Krishna is perfect.
Oh, they're not imperfect. They're not imperfect. They only have certain functions to perform. And they do that perfectly. From the absolute point of view, we can say Achit is imperfect. But from the point of view of Krishna, no, it has this function that it performs very nicely. And that is, it bewilders the jivas. So that is its function, so that it does it perfectly. Well, Krishna is more powerful. Maya cannot operate without Krishna's will. So that means Krishna is more powerful than Maya. Maya is the younger sister of Krishna. Yeah, anything that's done by his will. He can make matter disappear. Matter on its own can do nothing. It cannot produce the material world on its own. It requires the will of the Lord.
Effulgence, is it light or different from light?
What?
Effulgence. Which
effulgence?
Talk about Lord's bodily effulgence.
Obviously it cannot be material. Spiritual energy.
Other forms of the Lord, do they also have bodily
Thank you.